这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I'm glad you are with me today on my program. You know, I have a nice little article that I wrote because it interests me, and I love the subject of our article. So I hope that you'll get your paper out and your pencil, and you'll write down some of the words as I read the article, and then when I go back through it,I hope that you've put down the words that I'm going to tell you how to spell and the meanings of. That way we can look at the words together. That's what Jewels from the Internet is really all about. It's a program where you can learn some new English words, and I hope that I can help you so that you can improve your English language skills. So today I hope that you'll enjoy this little article that I've written so that you canLearn something from it, and also learn how to take a nap. That's the name of our story today. It's number 403 in Book 12. 403 in Book 12. And it's called Take a Nap. Well, you know, I was looking at the internet one day, and I saw this article that I thought, this is for me, because I love to take a nap.And so I read the article, and it was much, much, much too long to read to you. So what I did was I kind of rewrote the article. So it's what I thought this article was saying. Well, it's about taking a nap. So let me read it for you, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. We might have balked when we were three, but one of the signs of maturity is a new appreciationfor that most blissful of solitary human rituals, the nap. Why do we need to nap? Researchers say that we all need between 8 and 9 hours of sleep a night to keep healthy and operate at our best. However, we typically sleep 20% less each night than our ancestors did.Most of us get only about 7.5 hours each night. Napping can be a healthy stopgap measure to get you through a week where you don't get enough sleep. The best time of day to nap is early to mid-afternoon. This is the traditional siesta time when our body temperature drops and we want to nap.Even a 15-minute power nap has restorative powers. 1 hour seems to be the maximum time limit for a refreshing snooze. Much longer, and you'll awaken groggy and grumpy. This can also steal your nighttime sleep and defeats the purpose of a refreshing nap. If you need to shorten your naps, set your alarm clock.Everyone can benefit from an occasional nap. However, if you have problems sleeping at night, then you may need to avoid snoozing during the day. People with small children often need to get up during the night. It is suggested that these people are sleep deprived and should nap when they can. These are some sleep essentials. A comfortable couch,a blanket or throw to keep you warm, and a decent neck and head support to prevent muscle strain. Remove your shoes, belts, and any other clothing that might pinch or otherwise interrupt a sound nap. Here are some other tips to set the atmosphere for some shut-eye. If you aren't feeling sleepy,but need a nap in order to accommodate a late-night activity, such as driving, try to mimic your usual bedtime routine. Shed any restrictive clothing in favor of loose, comfy apparel. Draw the curtains, or try to darken the room. Climb into your own bed, if possible. try to eliminate noise. Shut off the radio, turn off the phone. So, do you think you need or want a nap? Go ahead, take some time and restore your energy levels. Well, I read that article and I promptly laid on my couch and took a nap because I love to do that. In fact, I went home yesterday from work and I said to my daughter, I think I'll read a book. So I laid down on my couch and I opened my book and then I got very sleepy. So I said to my daughter, I think I'm going to take a nap. And she says, go for it, Mom. So she sat at the computer and did some work, and I laid on my couch, and I had the fan blowing on me because it was quite warm in my house, and I shut my eyes, and I didn't wake up for 2 hours. It was wonderful! Have you ever had a chance or an opportunity to do that? You know, when my children are in school, I don't have the same kind of opportunities, but when they get out for vacations, then I can take some extra time and have a nap. I just wished my children would take naps too. And that's what it said right at the beginning of our whole article. It said, you know, when we're little, we usually take a nap. But then we get to a certain age and we think, nope, I'm too old for a nap. But really, we're never too old for a nap. I guess I'm very, very lucky because I can nap every afternoon, and I can still go to bed fairly early and go right to sleep. And I think I'm lucky because my father does that. And I think that I have inherited that from my father, because my husband cannot do that. There are people that cannot lay down and take a nap. I am so lucky that I can. Well, that's enough about me and how I like to sleep. But let me go back to the beginning of the story and we'll see if there's some words in here, and I know there is, that maybe you don't know. So let's go through and see if there's some new words that we can talk about. Well, maybe the first one is nap, N-A-P. And of course that means a short sleep, just a short one, a nap, N-A-P. We might have balked when we were three. Now, to balk, that's a different word, isn't it? Have you ever seen a donkey or a horse that you want to lead somewhere and it refuses to go? It gets only so far and it puts its feet down and it stops. It's balking. It is refusing to do something. It's saying no. And if you do it abruptly, then it's balking. You're balking at something. You know, I've told you about my two little puppies, and every now and again, if it's raining outside, I'll still want to take them on the grass so that I hope that they will do their business. But you know what? One of them will not go on wet grass. It stands there, and it puts its little feet on the ground, and it won't move. It balks because it doesn't want to do something. So that's what box or balked meant here. When we were three, we might have balked at taking a nap. Let me spell that word because it's quite different, isn't it? Balked. B-A-L-K-E-D. To balk is to refuse abruptly or say no to something. Balk. B-A-L-K. So to balk is the verb. Balked is what we have done already. Okay, but one of the signs of maturity is a new appreciation for the most blissful of solitary human rituals. What's a sign? It's a suggestion or maybe a clue of something. You know, sometimes if you have a little bit of wind and lots of clouds in the sky, it's a sign that maybe there's a storm coming. It's a clue, isn't it? So it's the same as a clue, a sign, S-I-G-N, sign. So it's a suggestion or a clue to what might happen. Well, a sign of maturity. Maturity is usually when you're grown up, not a child anymore. Like at the beginning, we were talking about 3 or 4 year olds that need a nap. But when you get older, when you're fully grown up, or you're an adult, you're maybe more mature. So a sign of maturity is a new appreciation. Let me spell maturity before we go on. M-A-T-U-R-I-T-Y. Maturity. M-A-T-U-R-I-T-Y. Maturity. So a sign of maturity is a new appreciation. Now that could mean understanding. A new understanding or recognizing something. So appreciation. A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-I-O-N. Appreciation. For the most blissful of solitary human rituals. Blissful. Doesn't that just mean wonderful? It does. It means perfect happiness. It means pleasure. To be blissful means that you're so happy. Blissful. B-L-I-S-S-F-U-L. Blissful. Let me spell it again. Blissful. B-L-I-S-S-F-U-L. Blissful. Solitary? That means by yourself. You do. You sleep by yourself, don't you? You can't have somebody else sleep for you. You have to do it all on your own. So that means by yourself or by oneself. So it's solitary. S-O-L-I-T-A-R-Y. Now, what is a ritual? It's usually something that you do over and over again. Now, it may be a part of a ceremony. Have you ever gone to church or to a program where they always sing the national anthem? That's the anthem that your country's anthem. Now, if you've ever gone to a hockey game, like most Canadians have, or a baseball game, or even a football game, they have a ritual at the beginning, and that is to sing the national anthems of each team. So that's what a ritual is, an action that's done over and over again. A ritual. R-I-T-U-A-L. Ritual. Now let's go back and read that whole sentence so you can make sure you know what those words mean when it's in a sentence. We have balked, we might have balked when we were three, but one of the signs of maturity is a new appreciation for that most blissful of solitary human rituals, the nap. Now that's a short sleep, remember. So let's go on. Why do we need to nap? Researchers say that we all need between 8 and 9 hours of sleep a night to keep healthy and operate at our best. Do you get 8 or 9 hours a night? I used to. I love to sleep and I like to go to bed before 10 o'clock every night. But lately I haven't been, and I've been going to bed more like midnight. And I get up before 6, so I don't even get 6 whole hours of sleep. That's terrible. I really do think I need and deserve more naps all the time. Well, what is a researcher? It's a person who studies certain things. So researchers here are the people who are studying how sleep affects us. And the researchers say that we need to sleep 8 or 9 hours every night. Researchers. R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H-E-R-S. Researchers. People who study things. Now, we need that much sleep to keep healthy. Now, if we're not healthy, what happens? We sometimes get ill or get sick. So we have to keep our bodies healthy. H-E-A-L-T-H-Y. Healthy. And we need to have our bodies healthy so that they can operate at our best. That just means that we can do the things that we need to do or want to do without feeling tired or sick. So we need to keep healthy so that we can operate at our best. Well, now it tells us a statistic. That's something that they've researched and now they have some outcomes. It says we typically sleep typically here means regularly or usually. So we typically, T-Y-P-I-C-A-L-L-Y, typically. We sleep 20% less each night than our ancestors did. Now, who were our ancestors? Well, my ancestors would be my father and mother, and their fathers and mothers, and their fathers and mothers. So it goes back many generations, right? Ancestors are the people that we came from, the families that we came from, our forefathers, ancestors, A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S. Now that's a interesting word, so let me spell it again. Our forefathers are people that our grandparents and great-great-grandparents, people that we have descended from, are our ancestors. So let me spell it. A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S. Well, you know, I think back to my grandparents who were farmers, and they lived on the Great Canadian Prairies. That means farmland. And, you know, they would get up in the morning very early when the sun came up, and they would go to bed when it got dark. Now, in the winter time in Canada, because we're quite far north, the sun goes down very early, like at 3:30 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon during the winter time. So it gets dark. And, you know, the sun doesn't come up again until about 8 o'clock in the morning. So they slept a long time during the winter. But during the summer, it changes. In the summertime, it gets dark about 11 o'clock at night. And it starts getting light about 4:30 in the morning. So they didn't get much sleep during the summer. But those are the months that they had to go and do the farming. So they needed to be up for long periods of time. When I said ancestors, it made me think of my parents and my grandparents who went to bed when it got dark and got up in the morning when it got light. Well, today in our cities, we tend not to sleep as much as that, right? I don't think so. Most of us get only about 7.5 hours each night. Well, I wish I got that much. I guess with my naps that are 2 hours long, I probably in 24 hours get that much. But really, I should be getting it all at one time when I can rest my body. Well, it says napping can be a healthy stopgap measure to get you through a week where you don't get enough sleep. Stopgap measure. That's an interesting phrase, isn't it? What it means, stopgap here means it's a temporary. It's a substitute for what should happen. And a measure is the action that's taken for a purpose. So what it is, a stopgap measure, is a temporary purpose. It has just a temporary purpose. That means that you shouldn't do it all the time. You really should get your sleep. But if you don't get your sleep, you can do a stopgap measure. That means just a temporary nap, now and again. So let me spell that phrase for you. It's two words, stopgap and measure. Stopgap is S-T-O-P-G-A-P. Stopgap. And measure is M-E-A-S-U-R-E. It's just something you do temporarily or now and again to make sure that you get enough sleep. Let's go on. The best time of day to nap is early to mid-afternoon. Oh, right after lunch. You know, I've always been told that you should never eat and lay down, because all that food that you just ate might turn to calories that aren't being used. And if you have extra calories, what happens? Some of us gain weight. So we really shouldn't do it right after we eat. But you know, early to mid-afternoon is you know, any time between 12 and 3 o'clock. So you can have a nap any time during there. Now this is the traditional siesta time. Now, lots of countries, and in my dictionary, this is what it said. A siesta is an afternoon nap or rest, especially in hot countries. Well, you know, I thought, I think I live in a hot country. I think I should have a nap every afternoon, a siesta. And I think that's true because it's usually too hot to work, right? During that same mid-afternoon, early afternoon, right around lunchtime when the sun is the hottest, that's usually the time that hot countries have people take siestas, a short afternoon rest, siesta. I'll spell it for you. S-I-E-S-T-A, siesta. I think it's a Spanish word siesta. Let me say it again. Spell it again. S-I-E-S-T-A, siesta. Now, what does traditional mean? Traditional here means it's what usually happens. It's the routine or the custom. It's what regularly happens. So there's many words that can mean traditional. And it says that this is the traditional siesta time. Let me spell traditional for you. T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-A-L. Traditional. T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-A-L. Let's do siesta one more time. S-I-E-S-T-A. Now, it also says that this is the time when our body temperature usually drops, and then we want a nap. So our temperature is how hot we are or how cold we are. So if our temperature drops, it's usually because we have food in our stomachs and we need all that energy to go and help digest it. Well, let's go on farther into our article. Even a 15-minute power nap has restorative powers. A power nap, that means it's a short, deep sleep. I've taken lots of power naps. You know, I see people on the buses taking power naps. And maybe that's because they haven't had enough sleep during the night. But a power nap is just a short nap, but you usually go into a deep sleep. Power nap. So let me spell both of those words for you. P-O-W-E-R, power, and nap, N-A-P. Now it has restorative powers. What does that mean? Restorative. That means you're bringing it back to your original state. So if you were wide awake, and then you sat down and got sleepy, we're now bringing you back to that wide awake state. So that means you've restored the original state. So restorative means to bring back to the original state. Restorative. R-E-S-T-O-R-A-T-I-V-E. Let me spell it again. Restorative. R-E-S-T-O-R-A-T-I-V-E. Restorative. Now, it tells you here that 1 hour seems to be the maximum time limit for a refreshing snooze. Maximum. That means the most. Okay, the best amount of time. Maximum. M-A-X-I-M-U-M. Maximum. Well, what's refreshing mean? Refreshing means that you're restoring vigor or energy. It's also reviving. To refresh something means revive it. Think of a flower that you have cut from your garden or your balcony, and you bring it into your house, and it kind of wilts. And it kind of bends the flower part on the stem, kind of bends its head over. But if you give it some water, it is restorative. Most of the time, it'll stand up straight again, won't it? And the flower at the top of the stem will be looking upwards again and not falling down. So that's what a refreshing or restorative could mean. Now, a snooze is another word for a nap or a short sleep. A snooze. S-N-O-O-Z-E. So if you have anybody that you hear say, I'm going to go and have a snooze, that's what it means. They're going to go have a short nap or a short sleep. Snooze. S-N-O-O-Z-E. Now, if you sleep much longer than that maximum 1 hour, you might awaken or wake up groggy and grumpy. Not me. The longer the better for me. But some people this does happen to. They are groggy. That means they're kind of weak or they're unsteady on their feet when they get up. They're groggy. G-R-O-G-G-Y. What does grumpy mean? It means that they're bad-tempered or they're irritable. They're just not happy anymore. They're grumpy. G-R-U-M-P-Y. Well, I just looked at my time. We didn't get through this whole article, so we'll do it on our next program. So at the beginning of the program, I told you that I would give you an address where you can write to me. So let me do that. Put down to Debbie at GPO, Box 7600, Hong Kong. Our fax number here is 852-2457-6019. Our email address is Zhao Meng, let me spell it for you, Zhaoming at vohc.com. Zhao Meng at vohc.com. We also have a website, and I encourage you to look on it, because I'm sure that there are other programs and things that you would like to learn about us. www.vohc.com. So if you can, try and put a letter in the mail to me. I love to get mail. And I've gotten mail from many different countries. Put down to Debbie at GPO Box 7600, Hong Kong. Well, I must go for today, but I'm really glad that you were with me, and I hope that you'll come back for the next program of Jewels from the Internet. Bye now.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 A-I-D-E 艾德 at vohc.cn。 谢谢您今天的收听，再见。